Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. I'm Melody Bradford, your host. Welcome to Trailblazers, the podcast where we shine a light on extraordinary leaders who are breaking barriers, creating impact, and inspiring change. I'm your host, Melody Bradford, and today's guest embodies all of that and more. Michelle Zini Rounds is the Executive Director of the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley, a role that is more than a job. It's a mission born from both her professional vision and her personal journey as a cancer mom. Under her leadership, PCFLV has become a lifeline for families facing the unimaginable, offering compassion, community, and critical support. This September, Michelle and her team launched their annual 30 Days, 30 Stories campaign, a moving month-long storytelling initiative that shares the real and raw journeys of children and families impacted by pediatric cancer. And this year, the campaign is making an even bigger splash thanks to an inspiring partnership with A-Treat Lemon Twist Seltzer, raising both awareness and funds with every bottle sold across the Lehigh Valley. Michelle, it's a privilege to have you on Trailblazers. Welcome.
Thank you, Melody. It's wonderful to be here.
So, Michelle, your professional journey is deeply connected to your personal story as a cancer mom. Can you share with us what ultimately drew you to lead the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley and what that decision has meant for you and your family?
It absolutely is a very personal mission for me. It's obviously my job, but I do always say it is way more than a job for me. My son Cole, who is now 27, is a long-term survivor of acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Awesome. He was diagnosed when he was 3 back in 2001. And at the time, I had a 2-week-old newborn as well. So it was a really crazy time in our lives. Started out as, you know, thinking my 3-year-old had a virus, and it turned into much more than that. It ended up being a diagnosis of leukemia, which, as strange as it may sound to a lot of people, for us at that moment, it was a relief to hear ALL. ALL is the most common and most treatable form of pediatric cancer. We were looking at some other possible diagnoses that were much more devastating, less curable. So interestingly for us, again, in that moment, we were relieved to hear leukemia in a way. But it is still a diagnosis that comes with 2.5 years of treatment, potentially lifelong significant side effects. And as I've really come to know in my position with PCFLV, it's really a diagnosis that you never come back from. You're never not a cancer family. Mm-hmm. It has truly lifelong impacts. So, you know, for my family, we're very lucky. Cole is still with us. He has had minimal side effects, but being with PCFLV, being in this position, has really just been an eye-opener for all of us. And I think in some ways, you know, my entire family, my 3 children have become much more empathetic, philanthropic humans because of it. That is part of the collateral beauty of this experience for me. But we are all forever changed from it.
Yeah. And, you know, the forever changed part. So he's 3, right?
Right.
He was 3.
Yes.
And, you know, you have the baby there in addition to him. And you're going through this as a family. And I imagine your family's rallying around you. But a part of you is jaded. A part of you changes, right?
Absolutely.
So as you went into this role, how would you say that change kind of impacted your leadership style as you moved forward? And when you identified the opportunity with the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley, did it just feel like natural? Was this like, okay, this is where I need to be and this is why? And how has that evolved during your time as executive director? Because you're also tasked with making an impact, you know, financially and from a couple of different perspectives. So
it has been an incredibly interesting journey for me. I was teaching before I took on the role of executive director at PCFLV. I was teaching and I was volunteering with the foundation. Cole was well past his treatment phase. We were in that phase of life where again, because his side effects were minimal compared to a lot of others, we could have almost forgotten where we had been. And the opportunity came about to volunteer with PCFLV, and it made me realize that I needed to be back in that world. When we were going through it, we were living in Connecticut at the time. We didn't have an organization like PCFLV to mm-hmm. help us, to support us. We were somewhat removed from our families, and I didn't have a lot of support. In a lot of ways, it really was just my husband at the time and our kids going through this. We had family that would come in from out of state, but really on a day-to-day basis, it was us. And so when I saw what PCFLV was doing, how they were helping families, and this was 13 years ago at this point, we were doing a lot of great things, not nearly as much as we're doing now, but mm-hmm. I realized I needed to be part of it. And so when the opportunity to step on board as executive director happened, it was a leap of faith, for sure. Again, I was teaching. I wasn't really leading anything. Mm-hmm. It took a leap of faith on my part. It took a leap of faith on the board's part. But I think what we all knew was that I had the passion. I knew the journey. I was passionate about helping families. And so leadership was something that I had to learn as I went along. It's been a challenge, but it's also just a magnificent blessing in my life. And I'm very proud of all that I've been able to do with my team. It is a team sport, let's say. I always say teamwork makes the dream work, and I could not do it without the other wonderful women who are part of PCFLV. But certainly my personal experience has shaped my vision for PCFLV.
Sure, sure. So you went from teaching, and then mm-hmm. this kind of happened, and
yes.
then you went into this role. That's a pivot fueled by passion, is it not?
Absolutely.
But nonprofit leadership is often a balance of heart and strategy. How
yes.
do you keep that balance in such an emotionally charged mission? Because, I mean, my goodness, right? So children with cancer, like, mm-hmm. take a second, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. How do you do that?
It's not easy. And again, I go back to being with PCFLV on any level. Even if I was with PCFLV as a volunteer, I would still consider it the greatest blessing of my life. It is an example of kind of taking, you know, lemons and making lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to lead from a position of remembering where I was as a mom with a child going through this journey. It is always heart first for me. I think that I'm lucky in that I am able to find that balance with the strategy leadership part, but I really don't ever make a decision without coming from a place of remembrance of where I was at one point in my life and truly loving all of the families that are part of the foundation, truly loving those kids. I have three biological children and I have three stepchildren, but I always say I have like 400 children because I adore every one of the kids that have been part of the foundation. I adore their moms, their dads, their siblings. I don't think that I can lead a foundation like the Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley without starting from my heart in all decisions that I make.
So let's talk about team motivation, because your work often holds, you know, heavy weight, mm-hmm. heavy emotional weight.
Yes.
How do you lead your team to be motivated and resilient when the work is so heavy with emotional weight?
And I thank you for bringing that up, because I think sometimes people don't really stop to think about how difficult it is to be day in and day out working for a foundation where you are dealing with kids with cancer, parents who are struggling with that journey, grandparents who are struggling with that journey, mm-hmm. siblings who are, you know, oftentimes really kind of like that silent victim mm-hmm. in this. It does take a toll on all of us. We had an 18-month period not too long ago where we lost 12 children in 18 months. And again, those are kids that we have come to love, that we see at our programming events, that we are with for a week at camp, that, you know, they're in our hearts. And so one after another, we had to attend funerals and watch their families go through that. And it is not easy. It takes a toll. I think for me as a leader of the organization, I try to just offer people grace. I try to remember that they are human beings who are consciously making a choice to put their own mental health in jeopardy, who are putting themselves in the line of fire of grief day in and day out. And so I try to be a flexible leader. I try to, let them know that I'm always there to offer support, to give them extra time to step away, to grieve if they need to. We cry a lot in our office. You know, we're just, it takes a special group of people to do the work that we do. And I don't say that from a like pat me on the back standpoint. I mean, I just marvel at each and every one of my employees who are also friends, because you can't not form those bonds when mm-hmm. you're doing this work. And I marvel at the compassion and empathy and grace that each one of them shows every day.
Yeah. Further to that,
yes.
What have you found to be the most rewarding about leading the organization, and what do you think has been the most challenging?
I mean, I think the obvious answer to most challenging is losing kids and
sure.
seeing families suffer, seeing just lost potential. These kids are, we all love our kids. We all think our kids are great, of course. But somehow or other, when you meet these kids, what you see sort of rallying up in them and developing in them because of their battles, the strength, the courage, than to lose them. It is just incredibly painful. There's been, I think every day about all the children that have been lost since I started this journey. And in fact, I keep a lot of their, mass cards from their services on the side of my refrigerator. And so when, every night when I'm cooking, I have these beautiful kiddos staring at me. But there certainly have been some that I've gotten to know particularly well that have tugged at my heartstrings. So losing kids, seeing parents, seeing siblings suffer is definitely the most challenging part, seeing that lost potential. I think, the most joyous and rewarding part for me is just knowing how much an organization like PCFLV would have meant for me at the time that I was going through it in my journey. And knowing that I'm part of providing that to other families is incredibly rewarding for sure.
PCFLV is here in the Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
Is there any model like it anywhere else in the country?
So there is no umbrella organization for what we do.
Oh, wow.
We are our own small independent nonprofit. We've been around for 21 years. It was started by another cancer mom who saw a need for this. There are certainly other small grassroots organizations like ours, community-based, scattered throughout the country. But we are not, unlike something like Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we're not under an umbrella and a chapter of that. We just are our own entity.
Wow. That's,
yes.
I did not know that. I actually thought it was part of a bigger structure.
Yep.
That's interesting. You certainly run it.
We try to find that balance between being a very professional, well-run organization, but also not losing that very personal, intimate, small organization, community-based organization piece. And that has been a challenge of leadership of the organization, trying to maintain that balance for sure.
Yeah. Impact. Let's mm-hmm. talk about impact
yep.
for a second. Looking back on your time as executive director,
yes.
what would you say is the most significant impact that the organization has had on families? And is there a particular story from a child or family that has stayed with you and continues to fuel your passion for the work?
I mean, we see our impact every day. I think that's one of the beauties of being a hyper-local organization. I mean, everything, all the money we raise comes from the Lehigh Valley, stays in the Lehigh Valley, and helps Lehigh Valley families. And when I say that, it's really the greater Lehigh Valley. We help families that live within 50 miles of Allentown. Sometimes we stretch those borders a little bit because it's hard to say no. It doesn't matter where you're treated. About half of our families are treated at Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital. The other half are mostly Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. But it doesn't matter where you're treated. So, again, the beauty of that is being able to see the impact. We truly make a difference in families' ability to survive this journey. So we have families that literally will say to us, like, we didn't know if we were going to be able to buy groceries this week. Like, your gift card to Weiss Giant Redners, wherever they've gotten a gift card to, has helped them feed their families. Mm-hmm. We have families who wouldn't be able to put gas in their cars to get to treatment. We help families pay rent and mortgage and car repairs. So it's that really tangible, like, helping them survive life piece that we get to see. I think the other really important part of what we do is helping families connect with each other. So providing events and activities where they get to meet other families and form kind of that lifeline. Because as we all know, when you're going through something, the support you can get from somebody else who truly understands the experience is invaluable. Mm-hmm. And fostering friendships, fostering relationships that last a lifetime. We have one particular family who their daughter was diagnosed around the time that I became executive director. She was diagnosed with brain cancer at the age of 7. Mm. She went through multiple relapses and was in a really good place. And one of the things we do through PCFLV is do a scholarship program. So every pediatric cancer warrior that has been part of the foundation gets a one-time $5,000 scholarship for college or trade school. Every bereaved sibling gets a one-time $3,000 scholarship. But we had given Jillian a $5,000 scholarship to attend Muhlenberg College. She's super excited to get started. And she never got to start because she was diagnosed with a secondary type of cancer. And this is a trend we are now seeing in our kiddos. She was diagnosed with lymphoma and had to start a whole second battle while still battling brain cancer. And this is a young woman, again, who I've known for 11, 12 years now, a family that I've known for 11 or 12 years, that they are still going through this. They're still going through it with their brain cancer. She's now going through it with her lymphoma. We have had to help them along the way. We continue to help them. But I have seen firsthand how we have been able to help that family survive all of this over the course of 12 years. And, you know, we will be alongside them for however long it takes. And even after that, I mean, our care does not stop when treatment stops. It goes well into survivorship and into bereavement when, unfortunately, that's necessary.
Let me talk about that for a second. Yep. Beyond the immediate support that PCFLV provides, how do you measure the ripple effects that your programs have on the wider community? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I think awareness, the efforts we make to spread awareness about how prevalent it is, how it's not really as rare as everybody thinks it is. I mean, really, when you sit down and talk to somebody, almost everybody will say, even if there's not somebody in their family, they'll say, oh my gosh, yes, my daughter had a child in her school, or, you know, one of our church mates has a grandchild that has cancer. So it is really here in every school, in every neighborhood, in every church in the Lehigh Valley. So I think, you know, for us, spreading awareness creates a lot of impact. It makes people invested in what we do and want to help our local families. I think one of the ways that it always takes me aback a little thinking about is we have a teen board. And that teen board is comprised not only of some of our cancer kiddos, but siblings, bereaved siblings, but also just kids from the community, from every high school in the Lehigh Valley. And we are certainly teaching those young people about pediatric cancer and its effects in our community. But we're also teaching them about how a nonprofit functions. They are on a board with a president and a vice president and a secretary. We're teaching them about philanthropy. We're teaching about fundraising and program development. And so while certainly our focus is pediatric cancer, I'd like to think that we are also helping develop the future nonprofit leaders, executives and absolutely. Leaders and philanthropists in the Lehigh Valley. So I think that program, our teen board program, also has ripples in the community that go beyond pediatric cancer.
I mean, that's fantastic. I didn't even know that you guys had that. What a great empowerment tool for the next generation of future leaders. You guys do a lot of really cool things. You have
Thank
a walk
you.
Coming up this weekend, right? You have the Gold Gala, which I'm not going to lie, I love to dress up in the gold. I do. I have all my gold dresses in my closet. But you guys are on the verge of you've launched a really cool campaign.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing from that perspective, but also, you know, if people wanted to attend the Gold Gala or the Walk or whatever, just tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we do have our standard fundraising events that we do all year, which of course are awareness events also. We do have our 5K walk, 8K run, kids fun run. We call that Ready, Set, Gold. That's coming up on Saturday at the Ironton Rail Trail in Copley. You can still register for that. You can show up that day and register.
And when this airs, it'll actually be the previous weekend.
Yes, correct.
But it is every September?
It is every September, yes. Okay. And we have a superhero theme, so it's lots of fun. So find us next September. We have our gala, which is every March. We have a golf outing every May. And we have a cycling event every July or August, depending upon timing. So there's a little bit of something for everybody out there, depending upon how you like to, you know, sort of participate in those sorts of things. But in September, which is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, we do our 30 Days, 30 Stories series. And every day in this month, we share the story of another local kiddo who has or had cancer. We do that through storytelling written either by a parent or the child themselves or a grandparent or a friend, and then through photography. And this year, it is an extra special series because we are working with Allison Conklin, who is an amazing photographer and who was willing to work with us on really showing sort of a more authentic side to this journey. She was willing to take the time and go into their lives and photograph them maybe at a clinic visit receiving chemo, maybe at a doctor's appointment that has something to do with the side effects of pediatric cancer, at a park, you know, doing something they love that helps kind of take their mind off the journey. One teen I'm thinking of in particular who, you know, is out shopping at the mall doing a quintessential teen thing, but you know, with her hair coming back in after losing all of her hair. And so it's 30 different perspectives on pediatric cancer, but very real perspectives. As part of that campaign this year, it is sponsored by A-Treat and Jandel. And we are partnering with A-Treat to make this lemon twist seltzer that is out in the stores right now, which you can't miss the label. It is, you know, you can tell it's a pediatric cancer kiddo on the label. But it's been awesome to work with A-Treat and with Luke Jandel on this project. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful for their support. A portion of the proceeds from the seltzer sales comes back to PCFLV.
That's awesome.
It's been a really great piece of that awareness campaign.
Bravo Jandel family.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. So A-Treat Lemon Twist Seltzer. Is it any A-Treat or is it specifically that one?
It is the Lemon Twist Seltzer, yes.
Okay, and that's available where? Where can we pick that up at?
I know it's at Giant. I believe it's at Redner's and a bunch of other stores. You can find that information on the A-Treat website for sure and definitely on our social media posts as well.
Okay, good. Good. I wanted to make sure that anyone listening that wants to do that can do that.
I found it in my grocery store on Sunday, and I was so excited. I took a picture and sent it to all the ladies from work and Luke Jandel.
So you mentioned the portraits that Allison has done, and Allison is actually, I sit on the American Heart Association board, and she was a survivor of
transplant.
Exactly. Yes. And she just has such a compelling story in and of herself. So it seems natural that she would be involved in a project so impactful.
She's an incredible human for sure.
Yeah. How has her approach of capturing families in these most authentic moments deepened the impact of the campaign? And what has the response been so far from the community, you know, as they engage with the stories and the Lemon Twist campaign? Have you seen anything yet?
Well, for the Lemon Twist campaign, I can tell you that we've gotten lots of photos from people's kind of taking selfies with the product and sending it to us. So I think the reception there has been awesome. We hope to see more and more of that. We would encourage people, if they find them at their local store, to take a photo and tag us and post it. We would love to see those. I think that Allison, we could not have found a better person to deepen this awareness campaign with us. I think, first of all, she's put an incredible amount of time and effort into it, which a lot of other people would not do, could not do. I think coming at it from her own perspective of having, you know, a critical health battle in her life, I personally just really trusted her to go into the family's lives with the right kind of compassion and empathy. And I think, you know, from what I've been hearing from the families is that they felt that from her. They really felt like she was there. She was obviously there to capture them in photographs, but she also sat with them and sort of held space for them in a way that felt compassionate and kind. And, you know, it was a professional endeavor for her, but I know it was more of a personal endeavor. And you can see that come through in her work. There's been some incredible photos, and I would just encourage anybody who's following 30 Days, 30 Stories on our social media to be sure to click through to our website so they can see multiple photos of that child on our website. There's one on social media, but when you click through, you can see kind of like the behind the scenes photos that paint a picture of the story that this child has gone through.
Yeah. And so as you look at, you know, if anybody goes to the website mm-hmm. and or picks up,
yep.
you know, one of the A-Treat sodas, what one message would you want to share with everyone as a key takeaway? You know, is it something that maybe keep an eye on your yep. kids? You yep. know, like yep. what is that one key takeaway message as far as, you know, sure. how to be vigilant and kind of, or maybe it's a giving message.
Right. Well, I think, you know, I think it's important as we spread awareness to just know that we're not trying to scare anybody. You know, we're not trying to scare anybody into thinking, oh my gosh, my kid could be next. But the reality is your kid could be next. Like on May 27th of 2001, I was not a pediatric cancer mom. Mm-hmm. On May 28th, I was. So it could be you. It is right here in our community. And we would just ask you to keep those families in mind. And not that everybody has to play a role in helping these families, but if you want to play a role, if it speaks to your heart, we as the Pediatric Cancer Organization of Lehigh Valley have a place for you, whether that's through volunteerism, through giving, through attending one of our events, coming out and walking with us, playing golf with us, coming to our gala. These children are warriors, their families are warriors, their moms, dads, grandparents, siblings. But you can be a warrior in this fight with them and find a way to help. And reach out to us, pcflv.org, call our office, stop by our office. Mm-hmm. I mean, we will sit with anybody on our couch and talk about ways to help. We are a family, really, at heart. Our families are part of a larger family, and we would love to have the entire community be part of that family.
Last question, any advice for leaders?
For me, it is leading from the heart. You know, I think you have to be invested in the people that are part of your organization, whether it's a nonprofit organization, a small business, a large business, a corporation. I think you have to get to know the people really, really intimately that are, you know, the stakeholders in your organization, and then make decisions with the best interest, their best interest in mind. So I lead from the heart. I don't know that it's right for everybody, but that is just who I am.
That's awesome. Michelle, thank you for leading with such heart, vision, and courage. The Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley isn't just changing lives. It's strengthening an entire community, one family, and one story at a time. Your leadership shows us that when compassion meets innovation, hope is multiplied. To our listeners, I encourage you to follow the Pediatric Cancer Foundation's 30 Days, 30 Stories campaign. Read the moving daily stories. They are just incredible. And if you see a bottle of A-Treat, lemon twist seltzer in your local store, pick one up, because with every sip, you're joining this fight and standing with these families. You can learn more, donate, or get involved by visiting pcflv.org. We'll include the link in the show notes. And this has been Trailblazers. I'm Melody Bradford. Until next time, keep leading with courage and keep blazing your own trail.